This recording is to support the study review for SGI New Zealand members. It is based on the lectures of Daisaku Ikeda about Nichiren Daishonin's letter, Attaining Buddhahood in This Lifetime. The reader of this material is Jimmy Wallace. When you hear a bell, this is a quotation from the original Gosho, read by me, Lily Della Porta. Enjoy the lectures.
Chapter 2. The Significance of Chanting Daimoku. Achieving a life of supreme victory through correct Buddhist practice. The practice of chanting the Daimoku of Nam-myoho-renge-kyo contains immeasurable benefit, for it enables us to summon forth in our own lives the limitless power of the mystic law, the fundamental law of the universe. Nichiren Daishonin stood up to realize happiness for all humankind through the boundless beneficial power of Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. The doctrinal basis for this endeavor is set forth with great simplicity and conciseness in the opening passage of On Attaining Buddhahood in This Lifetime.
If you wish to free yourself from the sufferings of birth and death you have endured since time without beginning, and to attain without fail unsurpassed enlightenment in this lifetime, you must perceive the mystic law that is originally inherent in all living beings. This truth is Myoho-renge-kyo. Chanting Myoho-renge-kyo will therefore enable you to grasp the mystic truth innate in all life.
This passage encapsulates the profound principles of Buddhism and the religious revolution to bring about the enlightenment of all people that was begun by Shakyamuni Buddha and completed by the Daishonin. Each word and phrase is infused with the sublime wisdom of Buddhism. To free oneself from the sufferings of birth and death endured since time without beginning relates to the fundamental questions of human existence and the original purpose of religion. To attain unsurpassed enlightenment constitutes the profound Buddhist response to these questions. To perceive the mystic truth inherent in all living beings is in this response further refined and deepened based on the teachings of the Lotus Sutra. In chanting Myoho-renge-kyo refers to the practice established by the Daishonin to enable all people to translate this Buddhist wisdom into action. The realization of this practice is the fruit of great compassion that aspires for the happiness of all people and indicates the truly revolutionary nature of Nichiren Buddhism. Through this writing as a whole, it becomes clear that the practice of chanting Daimoku established by the Daishonin is the correct and supreme Buddhist practice. Indeed, the short opening passage succinctly articulates the profound insights of Buddhism distilled over more than 2 millennia and the compassion and wisdom for leading all people to enlightenment found in the Daishonin's Buddhism. The purpose of this installment is to confirm that the Daishonin's practice of chanting Daimoku represents the ultimate form of correct Buddhist practice and that its establishment marks the start of a genuine Buddhism of the people that makes it possible for all humankind to achieve the same enlightened state as the Buddha. Freeing oneself from the sufferings of birth and death and attaining a state of eternal happiness.
If you wish to free yourself from the sufferings of birth and death you have endured since time without beginning, and to attain without fail unsurpassed enlightenment in this lifetime, you must perceive the mystic law that is originally inherent in all living beings. This truth is Myoho-renge-kyo. Chanting Myoho-renge-kyo will therefore enable you to grasp the mystic truth innate in all life.
Let us start by considering the profound meaning of the opening phrase. If you wish to free yourself from the sufferings of birth and death you have endured since time without beginning. The Daishonin's reference to the sufferings of birth and death endured since time without beginning is premised on the concept of transmigration, according to which living beings undergo an unceasing, suffering-filled cycle of birth and death that continues from the infinite past into the infinite future. Buddhism holds that this never-ending round of suffering ultimately arises from earthly desires, and that a negative cycle of earthly desires, karma, and suffering is part and parcel of transmigration. In this sense, the sufferings of birth and death endured since time without beginning also represent an interminable succession of illusion and suffering. Because the thought of such endless transmigration is ultimately unbearable, people naturally came to wish for a way to put an end to this painful cycle of birth and death and free themselves from the chains of illusion and suffering. In Buddhism, there are two basic approaches to liberation from the sufferings of this cycle. One view holds that people can free themselves by eradicating the earthly desires that lead to transmigration in the realm of karma. The other is the Mahayana approach, in which the essence of life that undergoes transmigration is not viewed as a transient and permanent phenomena. The Mahayana teachings, for example, espouse the concept of undergoing the cycle of birth and death in accordance with the Bodhisattva vow to guide living beings to enlightenment, or view birth and death itself as a cycle of emerging from and returning to the fundamental, all-embracing life of the universe. The latter view can be easily understood using the metaphor of waves on the ocean. Birth is like a wave appearing on the surface of the ocean, the life of the universe, while death is the wave submerging back into that ocean. Gaining such an understanding of the essence of our own lives, which repeat the cycle of birth and death, is to attain unsurpassed enlightenment, the highest awakening of the Buddha. The mystic truth embraces and is inherent in all things. In this passage, to perceive the mystic truth that is originally inherent in all living beings means to attain unsurpassed enlightenment. The wisdom to apprehend this universally inherent truth represents the supreme enlightenment of the Buddha. The point where Buddhism radically departs from the thought and religion that had existed previously is that it uncovered within the individual's own life the law, or limitless inner power, for resolving all sufferings on the most essential level. A Buddha is one who, based on this law, has attained the ultimate wisdom to fundamentally put an end to suffering and construct unshakable happiness. Buddhism is a teaching of unparalleled humanism that believes in the boundless potential within human beings. That's why it is called the internal way. To perceive the mystic truth that is originally inherent in all living beings is to attain unsurpassed enlightenment and is the sole means for freeing oneself from the sufferings of birth and death endured since time without beginning. This is Shakyamuni's starting point and the conclusion of Buddhist thought. The scripture that proclaims this philosophy of the internal way is the Lotus Sutra, which teaches that all people can attain enlightenment. The Lotus Sutra could be said to embody the ultimate principle of respect for the dignity and sanctity of the human being. In this writing, the Daishonin says that the mystic truth that is originally inherent in all living beings is the principle of the mutually inclusive relationship of a single moment of life and all phenomena. This latter principle refers to the inscrutable relationship that exists between ourselves, our minds, or each life moment, and the universe. Its meaning is that all phenomena are contained in our life, and that our life pervades all phenomena. This principle no doubt corresponds in meaning to the principle of inherence and pervasion articulated by Nichiren Shonin. In describing the doctrine of 3,000 realms in a single moment of life, the cosmic life enfolds and pervades everything, and because it does so, it is also inherent in all things. The oneness of life of the universe and our individual lives lies at the heart of the principle of the mutually inclusive relationship of a single moment of life and all phenomena. To awaken to this mystic truth is to attain the Buddha's unsurpassed enlightenment. Naming the mystic truth. The question is how to enable all people to perceive this mystic truth that is originally inherent in all living beings. A widely accessible Buddhism will not be possible if only a very limited number of people can follow the way set forth for apprehending the mystic truth. Before the Daishonin, the great teacher Tiantai of China, tried to establish the means for perceiving this mystic truth through the practice of contemplation and meditation on the law. But it was not a means that was readily accessible for the people of the latter day of the law. The initial step the Daishonin took in opening the great path to universal enlightenment was to name the mystic truth. The universally inherent mystic truth originally had no name, but as the Daishonin explains in The Entity of the Mystic Law, a sage awakened to this truth in his own life was able to give it the most appropriate name. Naming something is a creative process. Attaching a name that accurately grasps the essence of a thing has the important effect of making that essence available to all people. It enables all people to share in its value. In On Attaining Buddhahood in This Lifetime, as indicated by the passage, the mystic truth that is originally inherent in all living beings is Myoho Renge Kyo. The Daishonin clearly states that this mystic truth that constitutes the fundamental law of the universe is none other than Myoho Renge Kyo. Strictly speaking, the term Myoho Renge Kyo existed prior to this as the title of the Lotus Sutra, but the Daishonin was the first to identify Myoho Renge Kyo as being the name of the principle of the true aspect of all phenomena, which the Lotus Sutra teaches is the profound wisdom of all Buddhas. Also, although the lifespan chapter of the Lotus Sutra expounds the life of the eternal Buddha from the standpoint of Shakyamuni, it was the Daishonin who first revealed that the essence of the Buddha's eternal life, the heart of the lifespan chapter, is Myoho Renge Kyo. The eternal Buddha, since attaining enlightenment in the remote past, repeatedly undergoes the cycle of birth and death as a Buddha while appearing in various forms within the 10 worlds for the salvation of all living beings. The lifespan chapter reveals that living beings of the 10 worlds, including Buddhas, and both birth and death, are all manifestations of the great eternal life of the universe. Because the Daishonin says that the heart of the lifespan chapter is Myoho Renge Kyo, we can infer that Myoho Renge Kyo is the name of the great eternal universal life that is revealed in the lifespan chapter. Living beings in the 9 worlds, repeatedly undergoing birth and death, also follow the rhythm of birth and death, of emerging from and submerging back into the great eternal life that is Myoho Renge Kyo. They are embraced by Myoho Renge Kyo and at the same time possess Myoho Renge Kyo within them. This is why Myoho Renge Kyo is the name of the mystic truth that is originally inherent in all living beings. It was the Daishonin who first declared that Myoho Renge Kyo is the Daimoku to be chanted and spread in the latter day of the law. Initiating the practice of chanting Daimoku for perceiving the mystic truth, establishing the Buddhism of the people.
The Lotus Sutra is the king of sutras, true and correct in both word and principle. Its words are the ultimate reality, and this reality is the mystic law, Myoho. It is called the mystic law because it reveals the principle of the mutually inclusive relationship of a single moment of life and all phenomena. That is why this sutra is the wisdom of all Buddhas. Life at each moment encompasses the body and mind and the self and environment of all sentient beings in the 10 worlds, as well as the insentient beings in the 3,000 realms, including plants, sky, earth, and even the minutest particles of dust. Life at each moment permeates the entire realm of phenomena and is revealed in all phenomena. To be awakened to this principle is itself the mutually inclusive relationship of life at each moment and all phenomena.
The Daishonin's next step in opening this great path was to establish the practice of chanting Daimoku. The Daishonin appended the word Nam, a phonetic change of Namu, to the universal truth of Myoho Renge Kyo, and established the practice of invoking this truth. Nam means dedicating one's life to. Chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo aloud represents a determination and vow to dedicate one's life to the realm of truth of Myoho Renge Kyo in thought, word, and deed. At the same time, chanting Daimoku enables each person to actualize a way of life based on the universal truth of Myoho Renge Kyo. The crucial point in chanting Daimoku in the Daishonin's Buddhism is not simply intoning the name of an external truth. Chanting Daimoku constitutes a practice to actually summon forth the inner truth that pervades the universe and our own selves, and live our lives in accord with that truth. This practice could be described as a process of establishing a self capable of activating and tapping from within the mystic truth originally inherent in all living beings. Looking back on the history of Buddhism, even though the Lotus Sutra has always taught that one should open one's eyes to this mystic truth, over time, people lost sight of the fact that it exists within their own lives. It was in that context that Tien Tai established a meditative practice based on the principles of 3,000 realms in a single moment of life and the mutually inclusive relationship of a single moment of life and all phenomena. He thereby sought to enable people to summon forth the world of Buddhahood. Tien Tai's method of meditation, of observing the mind, could be viewed as an appropriate practice that restored the correct path of the Lotus Sutra. Further, in order to enable all people to perceive and actualize the mystic truth originally inherent in all living beings, Nichiren Daishonin gave it the name Myoho Renge Kyo and established the practice of invoking that name, the practice of chanting Daimoku. By doing so, he opened the way for all people to dedicate their lives to and live based on the mystic truth. Thus, the means by which all people could awaken to the fact that the truth of life and the universe exists within their own lives and actively manifest that truth was established by the Daishonin. Moreover, this truth is the enlightened wisdom of all Buddhas and is fully revealed in the Lotus Sutra, which is the highest teaching of Buddhism. By basing ourselves on that truth, we can lead lives of supreme value. The Daishonin's Buddhism opened this realm of faith so that it was accessible to anyone, anywhere, anytime, no matter what their background. It would be no exaggeration to say that the practice of chanting Daimoku in Nichiren Buddhism is what gave rise to a Buddhism of the people. This practice of chanting Daimoku is indeed the supreme Buddhist practice, making it possible for us to fundamentally transform our lives. In other words, to chant Daimoku is also to summon forth our own innate Buddhahood. It is the direct path to manifesting that highest state of life. The wisdom and compassion of the Buddha that emerges through chanting Daimoku enriches our being and brings happiness to ourselves and others. Further, as more and more people come to chant Daimoku for the happiness of themselves and others, it will be possible to forge a dedicated alliance of people whose lives shine with the Buddha's compassion and to ultimately transform even the destiny of humankind. Salute to the rise of the Buddhism of the Sun. Another point we should bear in mind regarding the true meaning of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo is that this is also the name of the life of the Buddha of the latter day, Nichiren Daishonin. The name of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo and the life of the original Buddha are indivisibly connected. We could say that the fundamental truth of Myoho Renge Kyo that pervades life and the universe was only identified and established for the first time through the Daishonin himself practicing it and manifesting it in his behavior. He gave concrete expression to the law that people had not been able to perceive up to that point. Nichiren Daishonin's life as the Buddha of the latter day is none other than a life dedicated to battling evil and vanquishing ignorance. The struggle to free people from all misfortune and misery in the world, from all karma and the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness and death, ultimately entails battling the fundamental darkness or ignorance that gives rise to evil and suffering. As the Daishonin indicates when he says that the Daimoku of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo he chants for the happiness of self and others toward the realization of Kozen Rufu clears the clouds of ignorance. Daimoku truly has the power to dispel darkness. When we chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, the sun of the world of Buddhahood rises in our hearts. The ignorance and illusion that had shrouded the sun like heavy clouds are swept away. When the sun of Buddhahood comes to shine within us, the darkness of ignorance vanishes. And Nichiren Buddhism is not a teaching in which the Daishonin alone shines like the sun. It is a teaching in which each individual can bring the sun to rise in their lives, just as the Daishonin did. We are truly fortunate in that we can manifest the same brilliant life state of Buddhahood as Nichiren Daishonin. With respect to this, Nichiken Shonin writes, when one embraces and has faith in this Gohonzon and chants Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, one's life immediately becomes the object of devotion of 3,000 realms in a single life moment. It becomes the life of Nichiren Daishonin. The practice of chanting Daimoku is truly the supreme path to attaining Buddhahood through which each person can become a shining sun in their own right. The Russian poet Alexander Pushkin sings, before the bright dawn, even so, shall flicker and die every sophistry jaded. At reason's unperishing spark, salute to the sunrise and vanish the dark. Nichiren Buddhism is the Buddhism of the sun that opens the path of supreme victory and life for all humankind. With salute to the sunrise as our rallying cry, let us dynamically advance in the struggle to dispel the darkness of ignorance in people's hearts.